7:33 here on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You guys have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
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 Are we well, all... it wasn't 104 degrees. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty pleasant out, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah. I think all the folks that decided to do a rain dance of some sort helped us. And so I really am appreciative that we now have some moisture on our grass and on our plants, and also nice cooler weather.
Yeah, and a little bit more now. We need some more to fill up that reservoir out there, right?
Yes, we do. We really need targeted rain over in Cheney. As much as we like it here in Wichita, what will help us with this drought, and unfortunately, again, we're still in stage two, will be if Cheney continues to have increases in water, and the only way to do that is with rain.
Today, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is bringing or has invited to town the Boeing CEO and the Boeing new CEO and chairman to come and look over Spirit and see our city and what it's all about. Are you going to be part of that tour today, Mayor?
I am this morning. After this meeting, I have another, and then I'll be headed to Spirit AeroSystems and having the opportunity to really share our story. I think that it's important for folks that have not been to Wichita or are not too familiar with Wichita get the opportunity to engage with not just the mayor, but the chairman of the county, also leaders from different sectors. So I think that we will have a good showing. Wichita is really the air capital of the world. And when we were in Farnborough, I know that folks know about our history, but we need to continue sharing our story in order for us to move forward.
I think you'll make a good representative, you and Ryan Beatty and, of course, Senator Moran. You folks know how to tell the story. So good luck to you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we got a meeting coming up tomorrow. And, of course, last week you met in the evening. But tomorrow we're going back to the morning show there for you.
Yes.
One of the things you're going to talk about is an ethics ordinance. Tell me about that. Are we now just have like a code of conduct or something, and you're talking about something legal? What's going on there?
Sure. So this was something that was initiated during the last leadership, and now it's coming back to being codified into an ordinance. So there's an ethics advisory board. They want to remove their name from advisory to simply the ethics board. So they would be the ones that would look at these complaints. And over the years, we have had complaints, but only, I believe, one that was substantiated. And so we're going to hear from staff regarding that ethics ordinance. It basically really clarifies that anything over $50 needs to be reported, and anything over 150 cannot be accepted. And then with some reasonable steps to inform all relatives regarding the ordinance. And this, again, will help with the board. This board will also have, obviously, some duties of determining what is going to require some consequences. So they will require a background check prior to being appointed to the ethics board. So again, there are only several boards in the city that require background checks. This is one of them. The other one is the Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Advisory Board. So we really want an opportunity for community to tell us that this is something that they want as part of their ordinance.
So you're talking about 50 and 150, you're talking about the value of a gift there or something that's offered to somebody?
Yes, okay. Correct. A gift.
All right. How about, do you want to talk about the police and the animal services procedure? What's that about?
Yes. So we've had a lot of community emails regarding animal services. And so the advisory board that was met over the years, specifically in 2023, developed some recommendations for procedures and ordinances. So in April of this year, the police department presented those recommendations to the council at a workshop. And among some of the things that are highlights in this new recommendation are increased fines for dogs that have bitten someone for the first time. It will increase to $500 a fine, second offense, $1,000, and a third offense, $2,500 fine. And then some other things that we want to do are simplify the pet licensing crisis. So for dogs that are spayed dogs and cats spayed and neutered, the licensing would be $15, but it would be $50 for those that are not. So again, we're trying to cost recover as well, but also help individuals be responsible pet owners, and allowing only three dogs, three cats per household, and an animal maintenance permit will be required for four animals.
Okay.
So all of these licensing provisions would not take effect until January 1st of next year. So we want to hear from community. This is the whole point. We want to hear from our community, be civically engaged, come out to city council. You can address this specific topic. We're also going to continue the second budget conversation or second public hearing on the budget. So people can also come and talk to us about that. So there will be plenty of opportunity for people to speak up. And we've never seen this much engagement like this, especially over the weekend, regarding some of the major topics that people want to talk about, parks, parking. So again, come out to City Council. City Council meets every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
All right.
And well, speaking of Wichita and a virtual public furor over the weekend because of the news about paid parking starting in Wichita downtown next year. That boy, I just couldn't get away from that this weekend, and people are in an uproar.
Yes, unfortunately, we have had a lot of deferred maintenance, and that is something that I'm going to focus on. I have said that we have assets in our community that our number one thing should be maintaining. And so we're going to, anytime we as a government try to expand or add to the system, whatever it may be, whether it's a building, whether it's any other asset, we must ask, what are the real ongoing costs for maintenance? And that has to be part of the conversation, not just building something, but what will be the ongoing cost? Just like you have a car, you need oil changes. Just like you have a home, you need the roof replaced. So these are things that we have to have top of mind when we have conversations about adding or expanding.
All right.
Yeah.
I would like to park right next to the building when everything, and I don't like to pay. Is that being unreasonable?
I think it probably is.
All right.
Without paid parking, the city's general fund would have to be forced to subsidize that downtown parking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as you know, that is property taxes. And that could mean higher taxes for everyone, something I definitely want to avoid.
The old property tax, right. What about, how do you think, it's too early to tell, I know, but you think people are cooperating on the water conservation so far?
I think it helped. Just as a reminder, this weekend, we weren't supposed to be watering Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but thanks to the rain, I think people did abide by that. And so I hope that we continue to get more rain, but also remind just your neighbors, not everyone gets their news on TV or on radio. Some don't even get those types of opportunities to learn about what's going on in the city. So as a good neighbor, you can share the news to your friends, to those who live in your neighborhood. And this is a really great segue, because tomorrow is Neighborhood Night Out in Wichita. So this is an opportunity for you to go and meet your neighbors. Even if you don't have a cookout or a ice cream social with your neighbors tomorrow night, go out and knock on some of the doors in your own neighborhood and just introduce yourself. I think a lot of times we have issues because we don't know who our neighbors are. And if we just introduce ourselves and let them get to know us and we get to know them, we would also help solve some of the little problems that then become bigger problems.
You had a good point there. And as a person who has worked in the media, you know, it surprises us sometimes, those who work in the media, that there are people out there that never read a newspaper, never see a TV newscast, never see anything on radio. I don't know how they exist, but you got to get to them somehow, I guess. Try to get the word out.
Yeah, they're all Wichitans too. So we want to help them understand what's going on in the community and help one another out, get that information.
All right. Thank you for being with us as always. And we will check with you again next week. That's Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, with Steve Attell in the morning here. And coming up, Ted, we got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Wichita is tops in rent value per square foot. I mean, of everywhere. We're number one. We'll tell you about that coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.